You two bitches need to scoot in or something.
Once we engage into the dice playing
space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to engage in dice playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Welcome back to Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 59. I'm C4.
Hunter.
Kovar.
Wolf.
Wolf is in the house. Haven't heard from him for a long time.
First time in like 20 episodes.
That's right. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's like 2-3 months.
Now, how come you're all quiet now that we're recording? Yeah, now, there you go. You're better
okay.
Now.
Let me hold my voice real quick.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
I can talk louder.
Like a man.
Arr.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
You'd think that we missed last week's show, you know, because we had a problem with timing, right? That was like a work issue. We could make, you'd think we'd have all kinds of time to go over extra information and stuff, but this week sucked for me. That whole first week, I was busy. So I couldn't do anything there. My last week, this last 5 days, fuck Pioneer. Remember the problem I called you with, Hunter, about the drives and how it would disappear and all that? And then you found out yours did it too? And
I finally nailed it. Some weird shit.
5 days. Now, if anybody out there, and I know a lot of people that listen to the show are very good with technology, you know? And so they probably build their own computers, you know, and they know how, you know, software works, the hardware works together, all this random stuff. And those people know, you have a problem with something that you can't quite, like it doesn't add up right away, it drives you insane. And for 5 days, I'd go to work, I'd come home, and then try to figure this problem. I was having the strangest problem with my drives, my burner drives, right? Couldn't figure out to say about 5 days. Every waking minute that I came home, I spent working on this. I'd sleep like 4 hours, drag my ass to work, think about it all day at work, come home, work on it all week. Didn't get a chance to play any games, nothing. I couldn't do anything. It was terrible.
I have no excuse.
You're just a slacker. But, man, I'm pissed, man. That first week, I was just too busy. I did, like, I was so close to having to put forth real effort with, like, life, that it was scary. Like, I almost had, like, care and try with some of that stuff. I was, no, it was like The Sims with, like, a slightly better interface, you know? It was crazy.
But you can't pause or restart.
I can't pause, yeah, there's no restart. It sucked. My little happy meter thing was all the way down, you know? It sucked, man. It was terrible. And then with the hardware problems I was having, I didn't get this thing working back to working shape. And you know what I finally nailed it down? It was a combination of hardware and software problems. That's why it's so hard to figure out this crap. And it drove me nuts.
The whole week, DVD burner?
The DVD burner is not reading discs anymore, and it fails on half of the burns, right? But I was convinced it wasn't a hardware problem because of the way it was acting, because sometimes it would be just fine. I installed Windows off the drive, for Christ's sake. It works fine half the time, and then it freaks out sometimes.
I know what it is, dude.
No, you think you know what it is, but
I've got it.
No, I've solved
it. It's not Sony. Drive. That's a problem.
No.
Bam!
Sony's stuff. See, I can't stand Sony drives.
I don't know.
I can't stand. I don't like
the dual layer one.
I don't like Sony's
awesome.
Drives.
The older one just came out.
I'll tell you what.
Go with the TV care.
Pioneer. I've had it. Fuck Pioneer. Pioneer's trying to tell me something.
Next.
Right? Yeah, like, see, I like to stick with, I've always had TDK, Pioneer, and I can't afford a Plexer, which I know are the best drives.
No, they're not. Like,
yeah, Plexer, they're more expensive than the rest, though, and Pioneers are up there, too.
Maybe $220 difference. Check out my
when you only have $4 and you're making
and
it stretch to like $150. $20 will make or break you, but check this out. I have had 3 Pioneer 116s. 3. I'm on my 3rd one, right? That's regular DVD ROMs, right? 16.
Those are awesome.
DVD. Okay, so I keep telling myself they're awesome, but why have I had 3 in, like, 3 years?
How many movies do we have this
season? We don't do that kind of thing. But I don't put them through that much pain. The TDK burner I've had easily gets, like, 4 times the workload the rest of these drives get, and the Pioneer drives die left and right. And I'm convinced that they're the best drives for some reason. Something about Pioneer in my head says,
I never have a problem with
a quality drive.
I still have the same one.
I don't know what
from years ago.
Well, Pioneer's telling me something. Pioneer's telling me, go fuck yourself. Right? So I had, so the burner, I finally nailed it down to where it was half, it's half software, it's half Windows full, and half the Pioneer drive is acting weird. So once I nailed down the Windows problem, I realized it was just the drive, I said, fine, I just have to replace the drive. No problem there, right? So I ran out, and I was gonna go buy a nice Plexter drive, but they don't make a dual-layer drive right now. They don't have a dual-layer DVD burner yet, right? Which sucks, because that's what I want. I want, you know, a nice drive.
That'll be the thing that you need to get soon. So.
Right, yeah. So one of the guys I work with, though, was out there talking to me, and he was explaining how he's got all these, like, crappy old worthless drives. And I explained to him how I have a CD burner for just burning CDs and, you know, installing programs because it's the fastest one. The DVD burner only burns discs, you know, because I like to keep the, like, the power on time and the usage of it down so that it won't break, and yet it's the only thing that goes out. And the DVD-ROM, you know, for reading DVD things only. I don't use the DVD burner. And he's like, that's your problem. You've got to be mean to these drives. Now, you got to figure, this guy's like 6'5". He's a monster. He's huge. And he's just like, just be mean to him. So I'm looking at drives, trying to figure out which one to get, and there's this cheap-ass light-on $110 drive. You know,
yeah,
it's like, it's an 8-speed... Yeah, DVD burner, it's 8 speeds, slash and plus, and then it's, 2.4 speed for dual layer plus only, right? It's $100. And I'm like, nah, that sucks, you know, it's $108.96 or something. And I'm like, nah, I gotta get a good TDK drive or wait for a Plexer drive, and he's like, no, so you need your hardware, like you like your women, right? A little bit trashy. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I think he's right. Take a little bit of abuse, you know, they'll do what you want them to do, right? So I settled on this light on 8-speed drive, and I'll tell you what, it's flawless. I've had problems with the Pioneer since the day I bought it. Lots of power calibration errors, which are one of two things. Or if anybody has those problems, I'm sure you see it once in a while. If it says you're trying to burn a disc, it says power calibration error. Two things. Media is crap, and I know that's not my problem, because I'm anal about the media I use in these drives, or the laser's going out. So all I can figure is from day one that this Pioneer drive has been bad, right? So then, I replaced the drive yesterday. I'm all happy, right? My computer works just fine. I ended up reinstalling Windows, right? And I go to install some stuff that's on DVD. I think it was Unreal Tournament 2004. And guess what? I throw it in the Pioneer 116 DVD drive, and what do I hear? Motherfucking thing is dying now. Right away. Another Pioneer drive. So fuck Pioneer. I've had it with them. I've had it. That was my little story about why nothing got done this week. Because I spent 5 days, like 30 hours, trying to nail down a hardware problem. It all comes down to Pioneer sucks ass. Now that I've got this cheap slut $100 drive that does everything I want it to do, you can get it all. It's already got all the hacked firmwares out for it, you know. All the region crap is gone. Everything I want, and it works just fine. Not that anybody cared. But that was my little rant.
Now we know.
Yes, but now everybody knows why I've been this anti-Pioneer for the last couple of days.
Dude, it's like everybody got their own brands.
Mm-hmm.
On the burners, on DVD ROMs, like me. You know?
I'm a big believer in quality, though, because I do believe you get what you pay for. And yet, Pioneer's telling me otherwise.
I know, I've had that TDK for as long as you've had your Pioneer.
Exactly.
And I haven't had a problem yet.
Not one problem, which was why I was going to kind of look for a TDK drive, because this burner, the CD burner is TDK here, and this thing gets its ass kicked. I have ripped the door out of that thing on accident, like, you know, turning around in my chair and it's open. I was able to put that crap back together like a year ago. It still works just
really?
I mean,
nice.
Yeah.
My whole tree came off.
Yeah, yeah, mine broke off. I was able to realign the damn thing, slide it right in.
I didn't
super glue the shit together.
Nice.
Little duct tape, man, it's great. I can't believe it, but it was on the cheaper end of the drives for some reason. I do believe the TDK makes some pretty
good
quality.
Can you recall what kind of a CD burner I had the most?
Rico.
No, can you recall what kind of a, do you remember what kind of a CD burner I had the most?
Rico. Didn't you have a bunch of Rico drives for a while?
No,
some Sonys?
No.
Okay, I give up.
My first one was Rico, right? The second one was Yamaha.
Oh, yeah.
Then right now, I'm stick with Yamaha.
Yeah, that's right. Do you still have that one that burns the stupid pictures on the back?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Awesome, man.
Does it burn the pictures on the back?
Right. But you need a like,
special disc?
No, not special disc. A certain brand. Because some of it died.
You need to find the Taiyo Yuden discs, man. Fuck this CMC and Ritec. Crap.
That's what.
All right.
No, that's what I've been using. I read the reviews on the internet somewhere, right? And I order a whole bunch of TDK ones, the special ones.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just like decorate them. I swear to God.
Just You can print a picture on the CD on the data side. Yeah, okay.
Does it use ink or does it use...
No. It's the laser, but the way it burns the bottom of the disc, you can make logos and pictures and shit.
It's like a tattoo for a CD.
That's what they call it.
On the reader side.
Desktop.
Yeah.
Tattoo. Huh.
It's kind of cool, because, you know, you burn whatever, and you can put the serial number in there with it, you know? It's great.
I never had a problem with my Sony DVD burner.
Yeah. See?
I burn about 40, 50.
You know, Pioneer's telling me, go fuck yourself.
So I hate you. That's time to listen.
It is. It is time to listen. And I almost broke down, because there was an 8-speed Pioneer in there, and I was like, oh, yeah, Pioneer. I don't know what my problem is. I'm convinced they're quality drives. I keep hearing good shit, and I've had nothing but problems with them. You know?
My Pioneer DVD drive I've been using like for 3-4 years, easy.
Can you scoot closer? Because you get quiet now. For some reason you're getting...
Do I?
Yeah. See, why? You don't talk like that when you're talking to it.
Okay.
Do I?
I haven't been on the show for a while. I forgot what I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's my fault. Let me take it out.
Fuck you, too.
All right. Well, as far as game news goes, has anybody got anything totally amazing? Because I don't have anything other than a few games that we've been talking about for weeks already. Yeah,
expansion pack for Final Fantasy XI.
Oh yeah, that comes out pretty soon. Chains of Prometheus, six days now. That comes out pretty soon.
21st.
Final Fantasy XI.
It looks pretty fat. I've totally dropped off.
Oh, you know what? Just the update they did on the Final Fantasy.
No, but one of the dudes at work, his sister plays, was telling me about something. And I
Black Mage to get to use the side.
Oh, nice!
Why?
Huh? Because I don't know. And as you got
that's
new
awesome.
Armors coming out.
It just looks cool.
And I guess what? At low levels, I'm like, low level zones, like new blue. When were you fishing?
Uh-huh.
You can't fish out the monster.
Oh, yeah, I heard they patched out a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, you can fish out the monster. Guess what? I was fishing on the outside windows. What's it called?
Ceruta Bruta?
Yeah. Ceruta Bruta. Like, clear fishing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Normal is packed with people. Right now, nobody. Nobody. I was there all by myself.
That's good, though. I can't stand that spotting crap for fishing. So, but, you know what? Yeah, Ode said he had hella problems because of that new patch. He was pissed.
I think you stay at the same place for like too long, you won't fish.
Really?
You can't get scale, you can't
That's cool.
get anything.
That's cool. That's they need to stop these botters somehow.
And there's something else is like hell fucked up, I didn't like it. It's like, I think you only can have like one scale over 60 or a misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's how it's always been that way. Yeah.
Really?
It's always been that way.
Because,
it's you get 40 points over 60. So you can have all at 60, and then however you want to put those 40 points. You can be 70, 70, 70, 70, 60, 60, 60, 60. So whatever you want.
Now you can go back.
You could do it before. If you went up another one, it would come down another one.
No, it's like,
yeah.
You talk to Guildmaster,
uh-huh.
And if you have a 65 on the fishing, right? 65 on the cooking, so,
uh-huh.
I'm going to take more points off of my fishing, add on the cooking. So you can talk to Guildmaster. Drop your rank from a craftsman to a journeyman.
Yeah.
So you go back to 60.
Well, that's good news for Final Fantasy fans. I bet you're all geared up for the expansion pack.
No, not really. I hardly play now.
Rival and Hades are all about it, though.
I mean, I've been playing.
I know, they
keep
showing me screenshots and stuff of it.
Hades
it does. It looks good. But there's nothing wrong with it.
Rival was on IRC and he was showing, look how fat this looks. I'm throwing EQ2 to each other. Look how fat this looks.
Nah, it's everybody thinks I'm anti-Final Fantasy, and I'm not. It's the best, well, Final Fantasy as a whole, yes, but Final Fantasy XI specifically, it's, simply put, one of the best games I've ever played.
It
really is. It was amazing. Now, I know you didn't care for it so much because you didn't get very far, and I know you didn't hardly play like, as much as a lot of us. 95 days of playtime. Dude, that game was fucking incredible. I mean, I loved it. My problem is...
95 days?
And that was after, like, 6 months, because I stopped playing towards the end, like, much at all, really. Yeah. But, like, my problem with it is two separate things, which have nothing to do with, like, the actual, like, game itself is fine. It's the advantage the Japanese have over us. Right? And it's the fact that they fucking have one class that happens to be the one I picked that just got fucked. So it's like, fuck this game then.
I have some problems with it.
I know you do. I know you have a lot of different problems. But let's talk about something new.
Right.
Let's talk about World of Warcraft.
Okay.
You told me it sucks ass.
I can't stand it. And I think Modem, like, had it, like,
never
married
seen it.
And, like, had babies or something.
Most of them are loving it.
He's like, I don't know, he loves some weird shit.
He got to like level 20 something.
Yeah, no.
In a week.
Yeah, they left the, how long was this for? 9 days?
You level freaking fast in that game.
Level, you know why? And I think it's
I'm hoping it's geared towards the beta.
That's why,
like, they're trying to get people way up there so they can test the higher
exams. Exactly, because you can't get a bunch of noobs in there and expect to actually beta anything other than the noob zones, you know, unless you get them high levels quick. But from what I've heard, Blizzard flat out says you can have a highest level guy with, like, average play in, like, a month. That's what they want. They want everybody to be at the highest level. And I can't understand that, you know?
The only way that's going to fly at all is if they add some serious endgame content.
And they're going to have to, like, have an expansion pack, like, every 3 months or something to keep up with it. Because if people are going to stay interested in their game. If I'm going to be, okay, and that's the average gamer. People like us would probably be, you know, people that play a lot, especially, like, that have a lot more time on their hands than us, like people that don't go to school or go to high school, whatever. You people, yeah, your people. You know, particularly your people. They make more selling shit virtual world online than they do in the real world.
Dude.
I know they do, but what I was getting at was, I forgot, but, you know, and it had something to do with, like, you can't, if you're gonna be the highest level in, like, 2 weeks. And then what do?
You get bored.
You get hella bored. What, do you want to make another character?
They're trying to cater to all these people who are going, oh, it takes too long to level, the treadmill. And that's their answer to the grind. But that doesn't work.
I don't think it does either. And you know,
as much as people complain about the grind, they love it.
Exactly. I'm sorry. That's what you're playing for. You're playing for the accomplishment factor. I have a level. Ask anybody that plays any one of these games. What's the first thing they tell you? I'm level 50, whatever. Or I'm level this. They don't say, oh man, I saved the princess one time. They don't start out with that.
No.
They start out with what they have acquired, what they have accomplished. I'm this level.
Complain about the grind.
This.
They love it.
That's what they're there for. If not, they'd be playing.
I am God.
You know, yeah, they like to feel that all powerful in another world, but it's about the accomplishment factor, seeing those numbers. You know, having the highest level guy with the fat gear that makes him dope, okay? You know, not everybody plays just to wander around some fantasy world. You know, just as, you know, I don't know. But I don't think it's going to, you know what it felt like to me when I played? It feels like Diablo with a zoomed in camera. The way the combat works, okay? Now,
I'm sitting there as a mage, I'm sitting there tapping that button.
Just,
yeah, I felt like an AK-47 in my hand.
Yeah, what the hell was that all about? Level one, you're just, you know, all the way, I think my mage was like level five or so. Nothing changed. The whole game is played by just wailing on the keys. It's fucking stupid. I played a rogue to, like, level... I think I ended up getting my rogue to level 8, and it's the exact same gameplay. I played a warrior to level 5, because I wanted to try to get a good feel for, you know, the game and the different classes, mainly, to see if there was anything that was really any interest there. And it's like, your rogue, it's just like the rest. You hit combat mode. You hit attack. Your guy pulls out his sword and starts swinging. Then you have, like, a little meter that goes, it's kind of like the TP in Final Fantasy, you know, but it goes up a lot. It doesn't go up this fucking, like, 3% or 5% or 10%. It goes up, like, 30%. It seems like it's a whole lot, right? And you cap out at 100%. So you figure your guy swing, and then you start wailing on this button because it only takes up, like, 20 to cast or to use your special ability or whatever, you know, depending on what the ability is, of course. But, fuck, you get so much of this crap so fast that it seems to scale with your guy. So I'm just sitting there, I'm pounding my first macro. Bam, 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 bam. Unload all these special moves. After you do it a couple times, you build, like, combo points. So if you've done your special move, like, 3 times in the creature, okay, you can use a different skill now once. But it uses up all those points, no matter how many you have. So you go, you're waiting on macro 1, you hit macro 2. Back to waiting on macro 1. Macro 2. Whale on macro 1. I mean, it's fucking retarded. And there's people, oh, this is the most complicated, sophisticated gameplay I've ever seen.
What
the fuck are you talking about? Have you ever done a real skill chain in Final Fantasy? You'd have a fucking PhD to figure that shit out, you know? It's fucking crazy. You know, it's awesome. See, Final Fantasy's combat blew my mind. That's what won me over. The combat in these games, I fall asleep. EverQuest, every time I wanted to go to bed, I'd fire up EQ, pass right out within 20 minutes. It was insane. Dark Age of Camelot, same way, right? Ultima Online, remember we tried to play that?
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Game ever.
Terrible.
Final Fantasy, you have to pay attention.
Right? Yeah, you gotta be on the ball.
What's fucking going on?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the calls.
The combat is extremely sophisticated. You get to something like World of Warcraft.
You have to have a good communication.
You're back to like the ADHD BattleNet kiddies right there. Just, oh, kill them all. And zero downtime. None. Which sounds, at first, like, hey, that's a cool idea. My guy doesn't have to sit down like a pansy, but I'll tell you what. You didn't have to do that in Final Fantasy if you were any good. You did not. You did not have to sit down. You could just stand there and just kick things' asses, and as long as everybody was doing their job properly, you never had to rest.
You have to rest.
No, you
don't. No matter what.
You don't have to rest. No, you don't. Then you suck. You did not have to rest. Then you were fighting the wrong creatures or had the wrong guy. You don't have to. Think about how many times you can go chain 5 or 6, and then you're ready to go again.
Never chain 6. It's 5.
You haven't?
3 times.
Well, then, like I said, you suck. So.
Chain number 6 or chain number 5?
Chain 6.
Yeah, there's something worse than having a bad group in these games. I mean, I had a group last night.
In City of Heroes.
In City of Heroes. Got me killed 6 times. God, I was so pissed. I was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I quit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I quit the group, and I found a good group, and it's like, oh, nice. Finally, someone who knows how to play.
Yeah, there's nothing better than getting a good group in one of these kind of games. That's when you call in sick for work. That's when you tell your parents, I can't make it to the family meeting. You know,
that's right.
I can't come up this weekend. Boss, I got the flu. Guys, I don't feel good. And you play for like 30 hours, and then it's all good.
Well, you get these tanks in City of Heroes, man. They think they're God, and they run off in there, they attack stuff. Okay, you kill the first group, fine. But then dumbass goes over to the next group without waiting for everyone to, you know, get ready.
Well, of course, it always comes down to the players themselves. You know, I mean, it always comes down to how good the players themselves are and their character.
All tanks are like this, mostly. Every tank.
You know what they need to go play? World of Warcraft. This is the game for them. It's an action game. You may as well be sitting there with a controller, you know, sitting on your couch, mashing that button because you're playing some, you know, any other action game. It's like... It drove me insane. I could not believe this is what they were trying to sell to me, you know?
Right.
This is what Blizzard thinks is going to make it, and I'm sorry, but that's not what I want. I don't want that. I don't want their quests were great. Their quests were awesome. Go kill 5 bears. It rained a lot this year. There's a higher bear population, so you go kill 5 bears. Oh, you saved the forest. Here's a bracer, you know, or some pants. Yeah, there's like 5 of these things in the woods that, there's too many of them. Go kill some spiders. Okay, you kill the spiders. Oh, you saved the forest.
Oh my God.
You know, okay, now you need to go in there and get us an S spider egg from the cave you were just in, just went through. So you go back in and you slaughter more spiders and you click this thing and go back. Oh, you saved my life because I got the egg. You know, and I'm not making fun of it as in that it's not that it's beta and it's not done. The full text is there. It's like a page you read of this stupid quest. But what it comes down to, kill the goblins, you know?
Kill the goblins.
Right? This is, you know, and now granted, that's going to be in every game. You know,
it's going to be a good chunk of every game.
It is.
I don't know, some quests, you know, quests got to have some good story.
You know, yeah, they need to. And they need to also have, this is very important, and one of the things that I thought made Final Fantasy amazing was that right from the get-go, you're aware of a bigger world. You're aware of something big happening to the world. You are part of this whole thing, too. With World of Warcraft, you don't have that. You have to, like, really search it out to find anything that's going to take any matter of time. Everything seems like it's designed to play in, like, 20 or 30 minutes first. They even punish you if you play for over, it's either 6 or 8 hours a day. You start getting less EXP than everybody else because you've been playing too long. What the fuck? I'm not going to play a game. I'm not going to pay, even, to play a game that punishes me for playing it.
Yeah.
What the? I don't like it. Now,
okay,
you know,
sounds maybe like time for bed.
Also, I don't know what you thought of the graphics, but they were worse than I thought they were this whole time.
They were bad. I was actually looking forward to that. I did not think the graphics were near as bad.
I thought they were going to blow my mind. As much shit as I talk, I was sure that I was wrong and that they were going to actually be good. And you know what? They were worse than I thought. I can't stand them. Final Fantasy, honest to God, looks better. Honest to God.
Well, yeah, look at the system requirements.
Mm-hmm. My fucking thing will run on a Game Boy.
Yeah, the computer in my room is collecting dust. We'll run that.
You know what I want to see in a game? I want to see seasons come and go. You know, like, okay, yeah, you see random snow and rain and in these online games.
And it's per zone.
Yeah, okay, I want to come to a zone, and it's full-blown winter there.
We had something, Final
Fantasy is like the moon freeze.
Yeah.
The thing about that is, anything close to it, you have zones that are going to have a special feel to them. They're designed to have that special feel to them.
Yeah.
The developer...
You're not going to want to be in the Black Forest, and it's a sunny day with rainbows and shit. You know, you're not going to
But what I'm saying is every region experiences you know, different seasons, why not implement that?
Well, these games have weather effects and whatnot. It does change up a little bit, but, I mean, seasons...
Yeah, think about it further.
It would be cool, though. It would be
Final
awesome.
Fantasy like that for a summon request. You have to wait a whole fucking year.
Yeah, that would blow.
Like, okay, you come to a different city, and, wow, it's this time of season. The market sucks for this. You know, you can't find
this. That would be
this.
Cool.
That would
you know
be
what?
Awesome.
That would be fucking awesome. Like, have it affect... Like, let's say summertime, there's more... You know how you can do logging in these games? You go out with your hatchet, you chop off logs. What if in wintertime there was less logging? So, like, the price of the wood went up for all the guys that made bows and shit.
So what, are we going to go down to the southern hemisphere and start logging there?
Hell yeah! How cool would that be, though?
That would be awesome.
You know, if transportation wasn't such a non-issue in the later game, it would work. But in the later game in these, transportation is not an issue. You can get anywhere in 5 minutes. So
that's important.
You know, it is important. That's why this seasonal thing probably doesn't fly unless it was affected the whole world, which you could explain by not the whole world, but have a continent on a certain part of the world, which would work just fine.
That'd
be
great. If you're in some raiding guild and it's all about the end game to you now, you got to be able to get from
point A to point B to point C real quick. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take you but 5 minutes to get anywhere in these games toward later on, you know.
Yeah, I want to see stuff like, you know, diseases in some of these towns. Oh, these people got hit by the plague this year.
Was it Ultima Online that added drugs? Was it Ultima Online? One of these games added a drug called, like, Glimmer or something like that. And it was like an NPC that sold it or something. And players got hooked on it. It was crazy. I can't remember what it was called now. But, yeah, they actually added a drug in one of these games. It was crazy. It created this whole underground market. I mean, it was like real life, man. It was fucking nuts.
Alcohol in that.
That's
class.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. But what were the effects of it, though, of prolonged use?
If you got drunk, the vision would get all skewed. You'd start stumbling around.
Yeah, but that's short term.
Right. Long term, you'd actually get build up tolerance for it.
Okay. But a tolerance, though. But these drugs, your guy would... If your guy wasn't on the dope, he was, like, worse at it. Like, his stats would go down. Until you got some fucking coke or whatever. But it was called Glimmer or Shimmer or something crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. It was Gleam. I think it was called Gleam. And yeah, that was their drug. And it was
Ultima.
I think so. I can't really remember. I remember reading it somewhere. But it's like, how cool is that, you know? How cool is that?
That's awesome.
You sure it's not like Myth 12?
It's like the opposite, though.
Yeah.
Well, one thing you didn't tell us about City of Heroes I just found out yesterday was this... Sidekick feature.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. You can take alright, so you want to take little Lobie Johnny out for a little romp through the streets, you just sidekick him, and what it does is it puts him one lower than you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's able to attack this stuff and take the damage just like you. So he's actually fighting at whatever level you are.
Yeah. He gets the experience as if he was fighting something his real level.
Yeah.
It does cap you out that way, so there is no real PLing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really go, okay, I'm going to take this first level guy and get him to 20th in an hour.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
But the only reason it works in that game is it's so non-item centric.
Yeah.
Like for Final Fantasy or Quest 2 or anything, there's no way you could do it because the equipment's important.
It's a good game, you know. I'm probably going to drop it for EQ2, but...
That's what I wanted to do.
But you already knew that, you know. Check it out.
Yeah, I had a feeling that you'd play.
I'll be in China.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so go online, just check it out.
Yeah, they don't have computers in China, so you can't play, obviously. So, now, I have to say... I was not pleased with World of Warcraft at all. Not one bit. I didn't even play the full term that they had it available for us because I didn't like it at all.
I put in a couple hours and I just didn't bother anymore.
Yeah, it just, there was nothing there. There was nothing that was any different other than the fact that you felt like you were playing like an action game. Like it was just like, okay, well this is stupid. This isn't like a role playing game. This is like a bunch of people playing Diablo.
The only thing I worry about is that I didn't get far enough to try some grouping because that does change the dynamic of any game quite a bit.
It does.
But...
You drank both of those sodas?
No.
Oh. And he has a third. Already in line. Oh, damn.
No. I brought one in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. But there's a whole lot less...
So either word, don't fucking get it, people.
To sum it up in one word, it's gay.
That's two words.
It's okay.
Two words. It's gay.
I'm gonna, but I have to say this though, okay? Because I don't like when I listen to the shows. It is our opinion, which is fine.
I'm sure that some people are gonna find
this it. This is what I'm getting at: is that you know there is the crowd that likes to play a game like that. There's the crowd that likes fucking Railroad Tycoon 2 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so on a positive note, if you don't have but like 20, 30, 40 minutes a day to play a game, yet you want to play something where you progress through the game, you know, and eventually you will have something great. You know, this might not be a bad choice. If you don't have, like, any time, and if you like that style of gameplay, I mean, like I said, you may as well be playing Diablo, though. I mean, it's just like it.
Diablo's awesome.
It's crazy. Yeah, but this isn't, though. Diablo worked well because it was designed to be that way. This tries to be that way, but it pretends to be something else. But there is a crowd that's going to like this. There's a crowd that's going to like it simply because it's from Blizzard. All right? I know Ode is like that. He don't care. He likes it because it's from Blizzard.
It's a Blizzard bitch.
That's what it is. They're the fanboys. Ode knows this. He told me. I like it because it's from Blizzard. He didn't want to play when it came out. He goes, no, because I'm going to buy it when it comes out because it's from Blizzard. I don't care. I was like, okay, well, fine. Go right ahead and, you know, pay for a game that you
probably won't like. He likes the world, that's fine.
You know, hey.
Waste your money.
Do what you know, but he might like it, you know, because it's from Blizzard. Some people are like that. Some people need the 1 or 2 hours and still be able to, like, accomplish a goal. And the fact that the goal is smaller, I mean, I swear to God, like, looking at it, it feels like going from, like, level 1 to 30 in Final Fantasy, from 1 to, like, 60 in World of Warcraft. It's crazy. It's, like, quick. Maybe that's what, you know, there's a segment that's going to need that. So I'm sure it's going to have its place because it is the only one like it. Everything else takes time. It takes,
it's
like...
It's going to get lame because you're going to have a bunch of people that are maxed out and they're all... Who they got the brag
it's
to?
It's going
to
be everyone.
You guys are going to be like, hey, I'm early. Six... Well, everyone's 60.
Exactly.
Well, what's
it's
going to
be like EverQuest is now.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have a high-level guy, and if you see noobs, they're all twinked out other people's characters. You know, people's other characters.
Yeah.
It's going to be that everybody has high-level guys, and then everybody's got other guys, too. You know, a whole bunch of guys. It's not going to be... See, and I don't like that. I like, oh, man, there's, you know... Grog, my favorite ogre dude, who we went from, you know, we played for a month and got from level 50 to 60 together, you know, and I know that guy's the shit, I know he knows what he's doing, you know, and we gotta make level 62 today, we gotta go on this massive quest that's gonna take us a week, you know, I wanna see that, not, okay, well let me grab any 4 random guys and we can shoot up 10 levels in a couple hours here and we'll go bang out some quests while we're on the way.
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's called a static.
You know?
Party, right?
I mean, it's just like, well, no, you can... just grab random people because the range is so quick too. You're gonna see people of all levels because they can change their job. They're just gonna make a new guy. I mean, they're just gonna make a new guy and they're gonna be blown through the levels. So you're gonna see people passing, you know, 1 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50. There's gonna be a lot of guys who's gonna keep playing. So there's gonna be at least a lot of people to play with at various levels, and everybody's gonna have multiple characters of multiple levels, you know, which is gonna make it a little bit easier to play also. But like I said, I want to know who my guys are. You know, I want to say, you know, I'm looking for you know, Wolf, the kick-ass, you know, ranger guy. You know, I'm going to find that guy who I know is 33, 34, and he's, I'm going to find that guy, and I know he's got good equipment. You know, I'm going to find the best guy, you know, the people I like that are fit the roles that I need, you know, for a group or whatever. We're going to play together for a while. I like having, it's almost like being famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how there's people that you know that are just awesome. Then there's everybody else. There's just random people. But there's people that stand out to you that are awesome. You know, in a game like World of Warcraft, when everybody's got a bunch of different characters and everybody's that level, it's just like, alright, whatever, I can take any random jackass and play and, you know, we'll be all this, you know, we'll do the same thing. It just doesn't, I don't know. I was not pleased at all. Not at all. But there's gonna be a crowd for that. But I'm just saying, you know, be warned. Cushion might be a candidate for something like World of Warcraft. Think about how much time that guy played Final Fantasy. Like
Kale
a half an hour every like 5-6 days.
you mean kill 2 bunnies every week?
You know, yeah. And then he'd log out. But because he doesn't have time, you know, maybe something like this would be right up his alley.
Yeah.
And then there's the kids. Kill it all, I just want to destroy everything. Oh! That crowd's going to be there too.
Oh, I got a new experiment.
The guys that think they're playing Unreal Tournament.
For Final Fantasy, I start another account.
Uh-huh.
twin toolbox.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took my thief from 1 to 33 in a week or two. I mean, it's pretty cool. Solo all the way. I have my remake.
Oh, yeah, it's much nicer if you can do it by yourself.
Dual box.
Eric was doing that. He was playing.
Yeah, one guy. I saw him.
I know. That guy's nuts.
You're not going to be able to do it with EverQuest, too. You can't dual box.
Why not?
Because you can't heal someone that's not in your party.
So team them up.
Then you don't get that much experience.
Yeah, if you have a level 45.
No, that's cleric. Not power level, and you level them together.
Well, right.
You take that's a warrior and a cleric. You know?
You still can't dual box.
That's how Eric plays. He plays
you can't power level yourself.
Like, yeah, you can't power yourself. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I heard. Alright, well, that's what I had to say about World of Warcraft. I don't know what else to say about it. I mean.
One word? Gay?
In my opinion.
Definitely not for us.
Definitely, yeah, not definitely not for us. It's just, it's not where it's at. I'm sorry, but it's not.
Has anyone played Black Ops 2 yet?
No.
I have played for like literally 30 seconds.
But it is out after much, much waiting. It was supposed to be out this one day at midnight. They delayed it like quite some time. And I tried to keep up with the news on the front page of our site, but I fell behind because then I had a machine that was half in pieces for 5 days.
Yeah.
Couldn't get online a good lot of the time. I mean, stuff was messed up down here. But I just reinstalled the Real Tournament 2004, so I've been dying to play it because, you know what, the video I've seen of it looks so cool. It looks, and you know what, the version that was terrible, remember that I had before that I tried to play, they ended up patching that. Because they knew it was bad. Like, there was just, they had to hurry up to get it out for the things, you know, because they're on the contest and they have deadlines and whatnot. They patched it right away and apparently fixed all those problems, but I happened to just, it was just bad luck for me to download it right, you know, when the bad release was out, and I happened to grab that one. So I'm really looking forward to checking out Frag Ops 2.0.
I've been checking some mod forums and stuff, and the people who are playing Frag Ops 2 are just absolutely raving.
You've been talking to Mocker and Memnon too much, haven't you?
No, I've been checking out forums.
Yeah, what, how? They guys should, didn't they? I'm sure they had something to do with it.
Well, yeah, because Mocker was talking about all these cool mods, and I gotta go check this stuff out. So I went poking around, and people were just raving about it.
Huh.
I guess watching a video about it. I don't really even remember the first one.
I do. The first one was badass.
I don't know. For a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. The problem was it ran on UT 2K3. That was the problem with that game. If it ran on 2K4, dude, I'd be playing it to this day. And it does now, though. It runs on 2K4 now. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not asking. I'm telling. I know. I'm not asking.
Sounds like I'm asking.
I know. I said right, but I'm making it right, as in, you know, right? You got it? All right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's...
I have...
It runs a whole lot better when it ran. See, the version I had didn't really run. It would crash all the time. But, yeah.
The most fun I had was
Jenner.
Yeah, that was awesome. Man.
Yeah.
That was like,
the first one?
We're all new to it.
Yeah.
It was just like, I would camp out in that room with
three
guys.
Have our dog team.
That was the shit.
J-Dog.
J-Dog.
W-Dog. H-Dog.
That was cool.
Yeah, we were like own everyone.
Yeah, there was something that all of a sudden didn't work so well, but yeah.
We're on the phone like 3 week calling.
Yeah, that was dope.
You can't argue with these cheaters, dude. When you try and they're like, shut up, noob. It's like, man, you
I will ass. Own you, noob.
If I could find your little ass, I would kill you, Timmy.
Speaking of noobs. Actually, this is a good time to bring this up. I was surprised that nobody on IRC had heard of this before, and I was really surprised that Modin hadn't heard of it before. And I'll tell you what, how I ended up hearing about this program here was the guy advertises, I don't know if it's actually him or not. Yeah, it's gotta be because he puts the torrent up on his site before he lets you download it from his site. So, and it was on, everybody's favorite Exploding Star website. And I was actually searching out something else. I was looking for something I needed, right?
Yeah.
And, I accidentally came across this thing called Pure Ownage, and that's like you see it spelled on forums and when people are trying to be ridiculous or when somebody typos it, it's P. Pure, P-W-N-A-G-E. It's pureownage.com. That's with a P, though.
Right.
And it's like somewhere between like 10 and 20 minute video of these guys screwing around. And I think it's fucking hilarious. It's like a comedy thing. The one guy's supposed to be like a pro gamer. And he's like a Command and Conquer. It's an RCS game, if nobody knows. It's Command and Conquer. And he's like pro. And it's funny because he like, he calls everybody noobs, and that the way he talks sounds very like, very much like people on forums do. Mm-hmm. Like, in real life, though, this is how he talks when they're, you know, when they're doing the show. This is like, he, it's really funny this persona this guy takes on of this, like, virtual pro gamer. It's, I think it's a riot. And they have really funny little skits they do all the time. Like, he always talks about owning noobs, right? Cause he's like, oh, I'm gonna kick their ass. Like the latest episode they did one where he lost to a noob. And it was like he was tearing up his room and his buddies were at the door and they were like, dude, don't go in there, he lost to a noob. And you hear him screaming and throwing shit around his room. They go in there in the morning and he's laying there passed out and it's like all he can think about still. And they wake him up and he has to go see the master gamer or whatever. And so they, you know, he goes on this mission and he goes through like training and stuff and all. It's fucking hilarious. To where he comes up to like this Matrix type fight deal with the fucking master, you know, it's funny as hell.
That one was really funny. I personally find this show to be a little hit or miss for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy's voice is like really annoying, and it's but some of the content is quite hilarious.
Yeah, it is. I think so. You guys only saw episode 4, but episode 3 they had the FPS. I think the guy's name was FPS Doug. I think that was his, I can't remember what his name was, but basically, he's his first-person shooter friend. So he plays these real-time strategy games, and he's all about thinking and stuff like that. And the other guy's
strats.
All, you know, yeah, his strats and how his uber micro, right? And his FPS friend is all about, you know, jumping around, you know, bunny hopping and shooting and shit and headshots, right? And it's funny as hell because they got the guy, he's jumping, I'm dancing, you can't hit me! You know, and the other guy's like looking at him like, what a retard. And it's funny because at one point, they get into this conversation about it, like about their game. It's like, dude, I was playing Unreal Tournament the other day, and I was like, headshot! And I turned around, and I was like, bam, headshot! And then I jumped, and I said, you can't hit me! Bam, headshot, right? And then the other guy's going on about his game, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah, you like that micro? And then I said, and these guys from this side, huh? My micro says that this happens. Oh, I own you! And then he's like, and then my other thing, group comes in from the south side. I mean, it's just fucking hilarious, because you know what? Most gamers, I think, when they're with other gamers and they're in public, sound like that to other people.
I'm sure we do.
I know
we do.
I've been actually caught before.
I watched the waitress today when we were
yeah,
out.
Yeah, looking at us, yeah.
Like,
what the fuck is wrong with those guys?
I thought you were getting. I swear to God.
Odin and I got caught up at the Biltmore one day up there talking about games and stuff. And we were just going just ballistic and the guy behind us was like, are you guys knocking it off? I was like, holy crap, alright man, sorry. You know, cause you get all loud and into it and stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's a good show. I think it's a pretty funny show though. Well worth the time to download it. If you don't like it, delete it, you know, whatever. It's free.
It's fucking
it's
awesome,
free.
Dude.
The first person shooter guy was making fun of the view of his screen.
And
he's all, what's with the view of your screen? What are you, the overlord or something? Cause you know, the first, or the real time strategy or overseeing view, you know? So funny to hear these guys tear on their games, you know. And then he had like a whole backstory. Yeah, we were little noobs together, you know. And then like he brought over Doom one day, and he just like kicked my ass, and I was like really pissed and stuff. So then I brought over like fucking Red Alert 2, and I just owned him, you know. And then like he never played it again. It's funny because they had like this whole history of shit. And then they had the episode 2 with the girls. I thought was fucking hilarious. They went out and somehow found like 20 chicks or something to talk to and ask him like gaming questions. Like, you know, what is that? What'd they say? What is a noob? And then they're recording these girls going, like they hear the word, you see them start chuckling. And then like they turn red and try not to laugh and they'll start laughing. What's a noob? Cause they don't know.
Right.
You know, like, and then they, I don't know if they specifically found people that didn't know or what. And they just picked all girls. And it was hilarious. Would you rather have a rich guy or a guy with Uber Micro? How fucking funny was that? And the girls were like, Uber Micro? What is that? It's fucking hilarious. It's a damn good show. I enjoy it. I really look forward to it, like, all the time now. I don't know if it just got started, because I didn't see a date on, like, the first couple episodes or nothing, so I don't know what the deal with it is, but I just came across episode 2 and 3 on, somewhere else. I got those once I saw where it gave the address. I went to his site and realized that there was, you know, 4 now, or well, 3 at the time. The 4th one just came out. And I think it's great. I think it's friggin' hilarious. So it's always nice to kick back and just like turn on some video while I'm running around doing something, or just, you know, just trying to wake up in the morning and I just need something to watch for a minute, you know, so I can thaw my brain out. It's good stuff though. It's pretty damn funny. Pretty damn funny. Weird thing was it came out of the blue, you know, like there's nowhere. I'm gonna have
some
like
the best stuff comes out of the blue.
That's true. Like us, see? Nobody knows about us, so like I think you noobs need to like tell your friends or something.
Stuff.
Noobs and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Hugh Newbert.
That's definitely, it's pureownage.com. That's ownage with a P, though. What else happened? Fable came out today.
Mm-hmm.
I have acquired a copy of Fable.
Woohoo!
Which we haven't played yet because we're on serious time constraints today. So, I don't know if it's going to happen. We were going to do it before the show, but then we wouldn't be able to record, so that couldn't happen.
Off. We can continue.
Yeah, that's always possible. I don't think we're going to go that long, though. We don't have enough content to go that long.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, we've exhausted the majority of our gaming content.
I got off it this morning, 10 o'clock, to come straight over.
Yeah, and it's like 4 in the afternoon now, so... and we're looking at, let's see, Guilty Gear X2 didn't make it to town. Gradius 5 also didn't make it to town. Where we live, stuff gets here like a day or two late. It blows, but it's all, I mean, hey, there's no other way around it. So hopefully, you know, because I plan on picking those up. I gotta have them. So hopefully we'll have those next week. Hopefully next week you'll have played Star Ocean 3 quite a bit more.
Yeah, I have about 3 hours in it right now.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I remember talking to you on the phone, man. You were like, I don't know what happened. This week sucked. I can't play any games. Same thing happened to me, man. But I'm all straightened out now. Except for I got to replace a DVD-ROM now, too. I'm gonna mail them back to Pioneer in pieces. I'm going to fucking melt candles on them and melt little action figures in it and make like a war or something, man. Screw this crap. So, yeah, fuck Pioneer. So,
says owned,
yeah. Fuck you guys, you did a good job of taking my money, but you can kiss my ass.
Owned.
Stuff. We got some stuff. You noobs. Alright, we got some movies to talk about, though. A lot of movies this week. Because the one day this week, what is so fascinating about an instant message?
Oh, I don't know.
An instant message pops up and everybody's looking at the screen and trying to read it and going, what's going on?
I thought the fucking thing stopped recording.
God damn it. Noobs. Every one of you. Alright. Movies. I saw The Punisher this week. Anybody else have seen The Punisher?
Didn't I talk about that last show?
I think you did quite a bit, probably, but I finally got to see it, so...
Story, you know,
I don't remember if we talked about it. Yeah, I can't remember either, that's why I wrote it down.
I think so.
I think it was, like, high that day. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, the thing, I think what I remember hearing a lot, or that you probably said, was that it could have been any action movie. Regardless of the Punisher name on it,
That's what I've heard.
Right, that is very true. Fuck off! I know who it is. It's the message person. All right. Unplug. Now, the Punisher. I thought that even if you could remove the whole Punisher element, it still would have been a great movie. And I would have saw it anyway, but I probably would have wanted to see it a whole lot less if it wasn't the Punisher. I think.
It was good.
Storylines
like original revenge.
But it worked. Exactly.
It's like,
you know?
It's like other movies, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's the Punisher.
Right. Well, and yeah.
He's got that cool shirt.
Exactly. That's what makes it different. Right there. He's got the shirt with the skull, but he didn't even wear half the movie, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Half the time he was wearing a black tank top. Like, that was kind of disappointing. They didn't like really ham up the whole Punisher thing, though. You know, not. You know what I mean? Like they.
No, he doesn't have a superpower.
He's not. He's a regular man.
He's not in
the
comic either.
Yeah, but
he's just mean.
I tell you, he's sitting pissed. But anyway, I really, really liked this movie. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, from the
minute... How'd you like that fight with the Russian guy?
That was awesome, nuts.
That was the big guy
that he, like, couldn't hurt. Yeah, and think about the part where they killed the family. Everybody knows the story of the Punisher, so we're not, like, blowing stuff here. Right? They know what happened to Frank Castle. His family got killed. What did you think of the whole... How they stalked up on the house and just started gunning people down? I thought that was really well done.
I thought it was good, but the whole part I didn't like about it was...
This doesn't have to do with that, does it? No, okay, wait, save that for a minute. So I want to talk about the blowing up of the mayhem first, then...
Brutal.
Right? They didn't show too much emotion when something bad happened, which I understand is like, you know, he doesn't have much emotion anyway, but when he saw his mom get shot, he didn't, like, freak out. Remember they're standing there eating burgers and whatnot, and his mom goes down, and he's like, Mom? And that was it. And it was like, wait a minute, now this guy should be off. I mean, they should have had more, like, emotion in it, is what I didn't get out of it. I did get a lot of cold-hearted killing, which was just fine, and a little bit of emotion here and there, but not when they needed to hit you with it, I think. They missed a few really good points where they could have really, really planted it in your brain that this is fucked up, what's happening, and that people need to pay. I think they could have done a better job of that. There was lots of guns and explosions and shit, though, which was pretty awesome. You know, he came up with some cool stuff. Some torture.
Yeah, but the whole thing about the cops not showing up and all that, that kind of annoyed me. You know, I think they needed to have more interaction with the police, you know, to give it that feel of, okay, he's doing something wrong, here comes the cops.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Because he's doing something wrong in other people's eyes, but not in his eyes. And that is, it's odd that you picked up on that, because I thought, I'm just insane, nobody's going to even think about this, but I noticed that when I was watching it, there was no cops involved. He's blowing buildings down, and you don't ever fucking hear sirens. You don't ever see the police officers. You know, you don't see this. They don't roll in on the scene, and he leaves and stalks away. That doesn't happen. He just tears stuff to pieces, fire, guns, explosions, the whole nine, and you never see the cops, which I thought was good, because it didn't get in the way. You know, it gave it kind of like that feeling that they're just like, this guy's just so badass and nobody wants to come around, you know? I thought it was pretty good. And he had some interesting ways of killing some people. It wasn't just, you know, just blowing people up. You know, it wasn't just shooting people. It was, some of it was pretty damn good, you know?
I
don't even mean just him. I mean, like, the whole movie as a whole had some pretty interesting ways of killing people, you know? Or torturing. The torturing was decent, you know? I mean,
it feels like even the bad guy deserves it. More than that.
They should, I like the assassin guy they sent out. The assassin guy they sent with the guitar. That guy was kind of scary, man. Yeah. That guy was freaky. You know, but that, I don't know. It was all right.
Sound shit.
I really thought this was a solid movie. I would say, you know, I realized that we didn't have like a rating for movies. We just kind of say if it was good or not. But we always end up saying if it's worth the $2 to rent. How much does it cost to go to a movie? Like $8?
$8.
So that needs to be our 100%. So I would definitely have to say this movie gets about a $6. I would say that it's worth spending $6 to see this movie.
So 75%.
Yeah, it's a damn good movie. It really was. I really highly enjoyed it. Nobody saw The Passion yet, right?
I've seen The Passion.
Really?
I almost feel like I should.
I'm going to say, you know, if you're into the whole Jesus dying on the cross thing, then yeah, go see this. But
that's almost why.
Honestly, I don't know anything.
You don't need to go see this movie. If you know anything Jesus. About religion or whatever, yeah, that's great. Just keep it at that.
And it's just going to piss you off when you see it. It's not like you think it should be, because it's all fictional anyway.
Well, what they're doing is they're making it like, all right, when they nail him to the cross, you know, they make this whole big thing out of it, and it's like, why? You don't need to go to that extreme.
Well,
you know?
I just
thought it was wrong.
We covered it a little bit before. I was just wondering if anybody saw it, because I keep thinking about it. I keep seeing it at the video store.
Don't go see it.
No, I think I'm going to rent it. I think I'm going to rent it.
Well, let me know.
Because it's going to be one of those things that's going to be hard to rent, because people are going to think I'm some ultra-religious freak.
Yeah.
You know? When I was in the video store, when I was in the video store wearing my work outfit, you know, the white shirt with the black tie and the black pants, I looked like a Mormon, right? I actually was in Blockbuster wearing my work outfit. I went straight there to work and from work, and there was a couple renting it, and they were talking about it, like, just as I was passing by them, and the girl's all, we should go rent The Passion, and he's all. And he, like, without thinking, he sighed, you know, like that, I don't want to rent this crap. But he goes, ah, Jesus Christ. And I thought that was the funniest thing that I'd ever heard. And I stopped to tell them. You know, I just was laughing, and I was like, that was pretty damn funny. And he's all, oh, I'm sorry, man. And I didn't realize I was dressed up. Like, I rode a 10-speed to the video store, you know? I was like, oh, man, I can't rent this. This is going to be rough for me to go rent that. You know what else is going to be rough to go buy? But I'm going to have to do it. I have never bought porn. But I'm going to have to buy October Playboy. Do you guys know why?
Why? You've never bought porn?
No. But it's going to be hard. How can you walk into a place and be all, give me,
let me have that hustler. Right
yeah,
here.
Give me the 18-year-old sluts.
I'll buy it for you.
I need like two of them, though, because this is like collector stuff.
Right.
The October Playboy has got video game characters in it. Like chicks, like Blood Rain and shit.
Oh, yeah. No way.
How crazy is that going to be? I assume it's out. No, Chun-Li is not
in. I can't go buy it.
I'm not talking about it for the porn. I'm talking about it for the simple fact that at some point, that's going to... All right, get it.
You don't... When you're in the hospital, you don't... watch the big, you don't watch the big, right? You read the
article. I read it for the articles, man. I'm all about the issues.
Seriously, okay. And you know people want to hear this. Because we're going to have a lot of people that are underage that will want to go buy these and get a hold of them somehow. So if some kid comes up to you asking to buy him a Playboy this month, go do it for him. He just wants to see some video games. He wants it for his collection as well. You know, it's a, what is wrong with you? Why do you always only cough when we record and the rest of the day you don't cough?
I don't know.
Ah! But anyway, it's supposed to have like a whole list of people. There was actually a thread on the forums about who's going to be in it. Like, I know Blood Rain is there. She's going topless. They're all going topless no more, I think. But not all of them. Some of them are just going to be wearing some kind of freaky lingerie crap. It's no different to me than I think of like the swimsuit edition of like some of the Marvel comic things they put out. It's just cool to have. And people at some point are going to say, damn, that was rare. You know, that when the hell else did that ever happen?
That is rare.
Exactly. That's why I got to get like two of them before they get all
to get one too.
Taken up and sticky-fied.
Of course, you go into a like a 7-Eleven or something, you'll feel even sleazier buying something for the, like,
I know.
Like, video game tech.
But hey, why is this even the cover animated sticky, one, man?
What the hell? Who opened this?
You sick bastard. That was Chun-Li, man. What did she ever do to you? Now,
hey, so are you going to buy the vaccine and the hand lotion?
And the show shows its maturity level right here. I knew I couldn't. What the hell's going to happen when we do episode 69? I've got a big plan for that episode already. I'm just dying to do it. It's so like, I'm going to have to do it solo or something.
Solo.
Oh, no. That is. See what happens?
See? You just jump right into it. I didn't say that.
Moving along.
You know what I get you for Christmas, man? From China. A big fucking jar of hand cream.
You need to send over some women, though. Box them up and just send them over.
I told him he has to go take a camera into one of the bathhouses.
Yeah, you want to see the shitholes
and video, man.
You want to see some wings?
Dirty.
I want to see some wings, man. I want to see some chicks,
oh,
man.
My God.
Dude, bathhouses are like dudes.
Oh.
Chicks like rub their back.
Hey, what the fuck you thinking, man? Yeah, there's chicks in it, though.
There's chicks in it, though.
Yeah, they're not naked.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Just say that
over it.
That's okay. I get you
I thought
October issue of Playboy.
I thought it was one of those things where the chicks massage you with their titties.
Yeah. All right. Focus, guys. Focus.
It's hard.
Okay.
Hard.
God damn it.
It's over. You know this.
I know. I'm trying. This is derailed. This is what it is. I'm just going to have to ride it out and see if we can't get, you know, the train back on course here.
Okay, I'm done.
All right. Bookies. The movie Bookies. Has anybody seen this?
I've never even heard of it.
This is one of those, like, Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, okay.
You know, like...
That's why.
I know. That's why nobody ever heard of it, but there's a couple of blockbuster. And I like watching movies I haven't seen before, you know, like, just... I like seeing, you know, I go to the store, I see, okay, is there like four or five of them here? It's got to be somewhat decent, or maybe not, but it's a new movie. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to rent it. Rented Bookies. This is actually really good. I read the box and was actually interested right away. It's basically three kids in college that live in the dorms. They start a bookmaking service. They bet on sports all the time and whatnot. They bet on everything. These guys are hardcore. They bet on everything. Like, everything from, like, they're at the bar, and one of the guys is like, I bet the next beer order is German. Like $5 on an American beer. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are hardcore about it, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of sports betting on campus going on, and they know that, and they figure out that, hey, the way to make some money at this is to get in on that. So they start being the bookies. But, of course, they step on the foot of the mob who's been doing all the sports betting. And it makes for a really interesting movie because it's just three guys that, you know, basically all of a sudden have a ton of money. And then it goes into the whole, and of course, one guy has to fuck it up, you know, it's the guy, you know, you get a guy who's like on drugs, you know, who's not being able to keep it together. You get the guy who, you know, gets in with a girl, you know, and she ends up screwing it up, you know.
Right.
And the girl was Rachel A. Cook, that hot chick from Antitrust.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Lisa, not the fucked up one with the sesame seeds. So, Josie. So, she's in it, and, and it's a really good movie. I really enjoyed every minute of it. You know, it was just neat to see these guys, and it was cool because, like, the whole dorm knew, but they tried to keep it anonymous by only passing out business cards with their number, you know, but everybody knew in the dorm. Because at one point, you know, the cops were kind of on to them, they were getting close to getting busted, you know, and all this stuff, and they thought nobody knew. one of the guys asked, some of the kids are all, you know, yeah, we don't know what you guys are doing, right, you know. They got these, you know, 40-inch plasma TVs in their dorm room, you know, I mean, come on. And, you know, one of the guys was driving a Corvette, you know, all of a sudden, you know. But it was a good movie. I thought it was really good. It was just interesting to watch. I just enjoyed
it. Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was probably about a $5 movie, though. I wouldn't go much higher than that, only because it's not spectacular.
Well, $4 movie's average.
You know, yeah, you know, $4 movie's is still a decent watch, I would say, you know. But I'd say this was because I was interested the whole time. There was some stuff going on that it was neat to see, a good scene, it was filmed well. I didn't like the way, I also saw Men on Fire, Denzel Washington.
Right.
You seen this already, Wolf?
No.
No?
I've seen it.
Okay.
I thought it was good. I thought it was very good. And, you know, just the whole aspect of him going after
these Explain people. The story, though, so that people know what they're looking at here.
Okay, what the story basically tells is he's hired to protect this guy's daughter. They live in Mexico, so they have this thing that goes on there where they kidnap each other's family and they ransom them back to each other. Well, he hires Denzel to protect his daughter and keep her safe. Well, she ends up getting taken, and Denzel thinks, you know, she's dead. He's all fucked up in the hospital because they shot him, like, I don't know how many times, but, you know, he gets out of hospital, and he goes, I'm coming after you, and I'm going to kill you and everybody associated with this. And it just gets, it's awesome.
And that's where it gets
intense. Yeah.
Now, see, that's where I thought the fault in the movie was where all of a sudden it gets intense. That was the good part of the movie. An hour and some odd into it, it gets good.
Yeah, that's no good.
I understand why they did it, though. They did it because they want you to realize that Denzel has a bond with this young girl. You know, with the girl that he's the bodyguard of now. He starts teaching her how to swim faster because she's really into swimming and she's on, like, the swim team and all this shit, you know. So they get a real good bond, then she gets kidnapped. You know?
They want you to feel also for his character because he realized he was a drunk, you know. He was, you know, this person, now he's like...
He doesn't care about his own life anymore. I mean, he's just like, fuck it all. You know, I'm just hired muscle, fuck it all, whatever. He gets wrapped up in this kidnapping thing, and it's so fucking slow and worthless for like the first, like, hour and whatever. It really, really was getting on my nerves. And then, like a light switch, all of a sudden, it's the shit. It's a great movie. All of a sudden, he's got guys duct taped to cars that he's got C4 shoved up their ass. I mean, all of a sudden...
You mean so like, BAM!
Yeah, it's exactly like that. All of a sudden, he's cutting dudes' fingers off and cauterizing the wounds with a fucking cigarette lighter. He's just fucking going crazy in this town, and it's awesome. It's fucking great. It's like what The Punisher should have been from the get-go.
I liked it when he went into that club.
That was
fucking awesome.
It was perfect. I mean, the action in that was great. My problem, I other than the fact that it was so piss slow for the first, like, hour, was the way it was filmed was like a goddamn music video. Like, even just during a normal conversation, the camera wouldn't flash on the head, you know, of whoever's talking, and then when the conversation switches, it wouldn't go back to somebody else's head. It, like, flickers, like a music video. Like, you switch in between, and there's weird angles, and it never quite stays put for a minute, so that your brain is always busy with the pattern matching. What am I looking at now? While you're trying to hear what the fuck they're saying, which is half in Spanish, by the way. They're in Mexico. So on top of, like, the immediate scene change, like, every, like, couple of seconds, there's text that stays static during the scene change, though. So you're reading this, boom, the background picture flips. Now your brain says, the fuck am I looking at now, but I gotta finish reading the sentence. What are they talking about? I can read the words, but I'm not understanding it because I'm not thinking about it, but what am I looking at? So all of a sudden, you're like, fucking, I was so tired after I watched that movie, trying to keep up with it. It was like a commercial. It was like a music video. But the music in the movie was really good. The music, you notice most of it? Nine Inch Nails.
Soundtrack.
Nine Inch Nails. Most of it. It was great. Yeah, that was awesome. And it was appropriate. It was appropriate, very. But I don't know, it was definitely a good movie, but I have to go down to like a 350. because it was so slow.
I'll give it a 6.
See? It's a good movie, though.
No more Chili's.
No more Chili's for Wolf over there. God damn.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it was a good movie, but I think that the slowness of it and the way it was filmed kind of ruined it for me.
Maybe it's so wheezy.
You seen, know,
this film that, I mean.
Who's all seen Hero here?
It's like Tarantino smoothie, you know. You don't know what the fuck's going on too.
I can follow his pretty well though. This was like a music video because the colors weren't even right. Like it wasn't always, you were looking at a regular picture. It was like you'd be in some weird place and the color was fucked up. Then you'd have an obscure view behind it, something weird. I mean, it was just like, ah! You know, I couldn't keep track of what was going on. A good lot of that movie was just, it just seemed a little random, you know. And I just, it made it kind of hard to watch.
Didn't Clint Tarantino do?
It was a good story though. I don't know. No, that's some Chinese movie.
No, I thought because swore American director did it.
Well, I think Quentin Tarantino had a part in it.
Oh,
I think.
Which one?
Hero.
No.
No. Yeah,
that's a Chinese movie.
Yeah.
No, I swear to God.
No, it's not even there, I swear to God.
Somebody.
But maybe I just heard that from you.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure.
You guys, you're out of your mind. Okay.
You know how many times I watched that movie?
Oh, I know. You love that crap. So.
No, it's like, that movie's awesome.
The whole 10 yards.
Yeah, I watched it.
You can understand it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's funny as hell.
You guys all saw it?
I don't want to say it was bad. The first one was fat.
You have to watch that first one.
I have.
The first one was funny as hell.
This is with Bruce Willis. Explain what it is. And everybody gets quiet.
Okay.
Now it's basically about, okay, like, you've seen the first one. He, like, fakes his death, and he's down in, I'm not sure where, what's that? Is that Mexico or South?
Mexico.
I think it was Mexico. He's down there in Mexico, living this quiet life under an assumed identity. He's like some chef guy now, yeah. You know, he's with his girlfriend.
Bruce Willis's
wife. Yeah, Bruce Willis's character.
He likes cooking.
He's like cooking and
stuff. He's chickens, real got anal about chickens it, you know. Shit.
Yeah.
It's just funny. And he ends up, his old life catches back up with him. They find him, they drag him out of fucking his hiding.
No, it's not though. It's like.
Yeah, it's good. If you like the first one, you'll love this one. I'll leave it at that.
This one I think is better than the first one. They were both good. I really liked the first one.
Yeah, you'll love this one. This one's good too.
I'm going to have to watch it again because it's been a long time since I saw the whole 9 yards. So
I'll give it a 6.
Yeah, that good, huh?
I guess 6.5. 6.50.
All right.
I go 6.75.
Do I hear a 7? I don't know. It sounds
I'll
like
give
good
it a 7.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Why the hell? Let's go all the way. It's an 8. I know, I'm gonna have to go rent it though. I'll definitely have to go rent it. I wasn't so sure
yet.
Yeah, it's been out, and I keep seeing it, and I've had the opportunity to rent it. I just haven't yet because I was afraid it was going to not be as good as the first one.
Oh, another one I just saw that was pretty good. Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly.
Heard of this?
No.
I didn't hear about it. Do you know the guy who did that movie, The Order? Heath Ledger.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. I just threw it away yesterday. My discs were scratched.
Yeah. Well, he's in this movie. He's in this movie about, it's basically about an outlaw in Australia. You know, in the 1800s, and he's, like, been wronged his whole life, you know. Like, he was a kid, he found this horse, and he's riding it. They put him in prison for 10 years for this, you know.
Whoa.
And he's just been wronged by the system his whole life, and finally it just comes crumbling down, and it's kind of slow to start with, but I don't know. It's good, but depressing as all hell.
That slow to start crap doesn't work. You gotta be.
It's gotta be fast.
It depends on the type of movie.
Fast, you just have to be sucked in. Yeah, if you're watching a drama, hey, it can take all the time it needs. 3 hours and it's gonna be a good movie.
I think it killed
me. But a movie that you're
first one, second one. First one was fast, second one was slow.
But a movie like, you're looking at something like Man on Fire, which you go into it thinking, if you read the box,
there's a big explosion.
Yeah, and it shows him walking away as all man goes on a rampage in Mexico City. And you're thinking, roar, action and explosions. And instead you got an hour and a half of, oh, you're going to be the best swimmer, and you're such a cute little girl, and, you know, like, fucking, I'm here to protect you and for an hour and a half, and then I'm going to kill you all. You know, and it was a good movie, though. It really was, but it was hard to watch because of the two extremes of it.
It was better than that. Okay.
I know it was. I know it was.
Some people like.
I had a rough. No, I liked it. It was a good movie. I just had a hard. I think a lot of people.
It's not a good movie. It's below average.
Because I didn't like the way it was filmed. I didn't like the way it was shot. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to rate it. That's why we have our own ratings. You know, that way, you know, because everybody's got a different view.
But I give it two
different
balls.
Different types of movies have to have different styles. They have to start in different. different speeds and...
Just a little freestyle. That's right. What the hell is Wicker Park?
Wicker Park's about a love triangle. It's...
Hated it.
It's been done before, but this one's got a pretty good twist on it. You know, okay, I can't remember the leading guy's name.
Whatever.
Or, yeah, whatever, you know, but...
Was the chick cute?
Yeah.
That's what we care about.
It was...
Oh, yeah, they're both... Wait, it's two chicks and a guy?
Wait, this
movie got a whole lot better all of a sudden.
Now, basically...
Yeah, there's some movies.
You know, one chick that's lying to this guy, and she's keeping him from the other girl. So, like, anytime he thinks, oh, I found her, you know, he goes to see her, and the other chick takes that information, hides it from him, so he forgets about her, and then she's got him believing that she's that girl, and she's not.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it twisted me around a little bit. But it's pretty good. You know, I give it a 4.
Huh. Yeah, it's something I won't watch, though. That's like every time I go to the video store, they have a whole wall for Laws of Attraction.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't watch this movie. Some retarded love story crap. You know what looks good is Lady Killers.
I want to see that.
Me too. And it is stone cold, rented out, and I've been to Blockbuster, both of them.
Me too.
I'd say 4 out of the last 5 days. And I can't get it. And The Punisher I couldn't even get. I had to hang out in Blockbuster for 20 minutes for one to come in before I was able to get The Punisher that day. And they have a wall. They only have 2 rows of Lady Killers. Okay.
The Lady Killers look like it could be really cool.
It did. It did look good. It must be great because I can't get it. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but you hate Tom Hanks, so why would you even watch that?
Dude, it's so cool in your room.
I know. That's where I keep stuff that says keep in a cool, dry place, you know? Alright, I don't know. Tom Hanks blows ass, but it doesn't mean the movie's not bad, you know.
Lady Killer?
Yeah.
That's how you think Tom Hanks blows ass.
Dude, he's the most
awesome actor.
No, he's terrible.
Mama
said. Now, you know who's an awesome actor?
Ben Affleck.
Yes! You're my dog. Ben?
Like you have a mange cut.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, my hero. I love this guy. This
Ben
guy,
Affleck is a hoser.
Ben Affleck can act, man. Boy's got skills.
Ben Affleck.
Hey, hey. Oh, no, Ben Affleck.
Harry B. Paycheck
yet? Yeah, we talked about it months ago. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Ben Affleck versus Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks would come out in a body bag out of that fight, all right? All right, like his worthless career. Yeah. I'm telling you, Affleck is
one of the highest paid actors in America.
Good ass! He sucks ass, and Affleck is so good.
All of America's wrong.
What is wrong with you guys?
Born Identity or the second one?
No. Yeah. I haven't.
It's all about Johnny Depp, man. Who has the best?
Johnny Depp's pretty good.
What it really
comes to. I don't know, it's not Affleck good.
It's not yet. No, come on. Depp's got ass.
Boiler Room. Just little part he plays. He's the fucking man. In the Boiler Room.
Yeah. I don't know, man. No, I've seen some shit. I don't know. Johnny Depp's pretty good, but he's a little freaky, too weird, which is why I might not like him. I know Affleck can play a lot of different roles, too, and does them serious and well. I don't know, but I tell you the truth, on the top of my list, I have to say, is Edward Norton.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's a question for me about that. But
I have never seen a bad movie with him in it.
I didn't like Death to Smoochie very much.
I even liked that one.
I didn't like it very much. But even so, his performance is just impeccable. Affleck is up in the top 5 for sure. Oh. Depp is in there, but he's below Affleck in my book.
Oh, no!
Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms, yo! Fuck you guys. Jersey Girl.
Sounds like someone shitting there.
Did you see Jersey Girl?
Bung! What?
Did you see Jersey
Girl? I did see Jersey Girl. I try to bring another fine Ben Affleck feature presentation to the table every chance I can. Because Ben is worthy of praise.
All right. I haven't seen it, but okay. Geely.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Ow. But see, that was probably a bad movie, and with him being a good actor.
Bend over.
In any case. Hey, and Kevin Smith backs me on Affleck skills, right?
Oh. No, Kevin Smith backs you because he can get a top rated actor for cheap.
Yeah,
that's why Kevin Smith.
That's
backs
right,
you.
Because your friends say you owe him. Now, Jersey Girl, Ben Affleck, it's a Kevin Smith film, but not like you've seen Kevin Smith before. This is not his dick and fart jokes. There's no gay
it's not
jokes.
Vulgar.
There's no. There's the, and there's no Jane and Silent Bob. There's
no, the movie nothing. Vulgar. And have you even heard of that?
What? No.
It was It was Kevin Smith's first real movie.
Really?
Yeah. This is about this crazy clown that it's like... We try to forget that it's Kevin Smith. It's like fucking out there, and the clown gets raped and all kinds of shit. But it's not funny. It's like,
but it's not funny.
I think I remember hearing something about this. Yeah.
It's not funny clown rape. It's like serious clown rape.
Serious ass clown rape.
Oh my god! I've never heard of that. I don't think I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn ass bandits, man.
We try to forget that it's part of Kevin Smith's repertoire.
Jesus, that sounds like it. In any case,
where the hell did you see it?
Oh, goddamn it.
Huh?
Dave, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Can you rent it? Is it like a real movie you can buy?
Yeah, they have it at on Keystone at the Video Maniacs.
Wow.
I bet you watched it with Lars, didn't you?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
That's you know, nuts. In any case.
Lars are real good at his movies. You know, you can name right away. Bam, bam, bam.
Huh.
Definitely nuts.
Yeah.
That's weird. That is fucking... That's just bizarre. I've never heard of that.
It's probably for the best, actually.
This Lars guy sounds pretty cool. Yeah. You said he's good at naming off movies. I like that. I like somebody I can say, hey, what's that movie with the guy with...
Yeah. I do that shit all the time.
That's awesome. I'm pretty good at video games, but... All right, okay, Jersey Girl. Focus here, guys. We got two movies left, and then we can go. Not even one movie. Oh, yeah, King Arthur. Okay, Jersey Girl. You watched it, right? What did you think of it?
What?
Jersey Girl.
I've never seen
it.
Oh,
I could have sworn earlier you
said
it's
a Ben Affleck movie. Why the hell would
it's
I watch
it? It's a Kevin Smith movie. That's why you should. Okay, check this out. Okay. It is... He's a high-stress businessman, right? Affleck is, right? He's like the PR guy, you know, for like... shit that happens, like Will Smith and stuff like that, right? He finds out, he's like some kind of spin doctor thing, whatever he is, right? There's like a word for it and all that crap. But anyway, I really was not enjoying the movie. At first I was like, well, this is lame. When are they going to have the dick and fart jokes? When is it going to get all crazy and ridiculous? It never does, so get over that now. Realize that you're watching a movie that is supposed to be sad and happy and heart-wrenching all at the same time. And you know what? He does it. They do a good job, you know? They did a great job. You just can't expect going into a movie that you know, think just because, you know, it's going to be like this crazy cult hit. Now, this has got, like, Hollywood production written all over it. This has got the sappy love story and the sweet thing with the kid and all that. He falls in love, wife dies in labor. So he's got this kid, and he doesn't quite know how to work with a kid. You know, I mean, that's what his wife was supposed to do, is be home with the kid. He makes the money at his fat job in New York City. Well, he had the kid, his wife dies, he's all screwed up, and he blows it really big in public. Now, he's a PR guy. He's supposed to keep things settled. Right. Well, he blows it. He screws it up. His whole career is in shambles, and he's got this kid now. I mean, his whole life is tore up. His wife died. Only thing he ever really cared about, that and his job, she's gone, and he was totally in love with it. He's stuck with his kid now, and his father's George Carlin.
Nice.
Yeah. So he and George Carlin's not like you would. I mean, he's a little reserved and quiet still, and a little on the rough side. But he's not like George, like you think of George, you know. But he's his father, and he ends up going to live with him in Jersey. And the whole movie, like you see that Ben's having issues adjusting from his high dollar lifestyle, where everything was perfect, to he's like, you know, 27 years old or whatever, living at home again with a kid of his, no wife, and he's living at home with his father. You know, ends up like, you know, working with his dad and crap, and his dad like is a street sweeper driver guy, you know, and it's just like a terrible life, and he can't get back into the industry he was in because he blew it so bad,
right.
You know, it's just that terrible.
That does sound good.
It actually is, and then he comes around to where he meets Liv Tyler, is that her name?
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
That's her name?
There is a Liv Tyler.
Okay, that's got to be her then, okay. So he ends up meeting her, and they have a little thing going there. You know, they have like a little, there's definitely some interest going on when they first meet and all this. So then, he starts to become a good father. You know, now he's like learning. It's like the process. He learns that he's got to care about this kid. Now he's changing from his high class, you know, lifestyle to a family man and a down-to-earth character. Then he meets this girl, and basically, it's, you know, the whole movie really revolves around all this whole scene right here. You know, what happens with the girl, what happens with the daughter, and his life as a whole. I don't know. I was really, really, really impressed with it. I mean, we're looking at this is $7 movie. It was good.
That's a bold statement.
It was a good movie.
You so just, it's not like you, but you Kevin Smith movie. It's more like
more like some, more like no more
well,
like
it's more like he's trying Woody to be Allen? Serious it, for once.
And, well, serious. I believe that he takes his movies serious. I really do.
I think he probably took.
I think he puts all his heart and soul seriously. into Dogma and Mallrats. I think he puts all
Dogma
his heart and soul
great.
Into it. But I. But just right. because it's got a different story with different characters doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he just wanted to give
something else a chance,
a different style.
I was a disbeliever. I was a disbeliever.
I have it at home, and I was scared to put it in because I didn't want to ruin my image of Kevin Smith.
Well, you have to. Well, this I'll tell you what I came out of it. I came out of it with more respect for Kevin Smith because now I know that. He's capable of a wider range already, and the production value on this is far superior to and it just seemed like it was like the film was perfect. The audio, perfect. Everything was shot well. Everything looked clean. I was blown away. Blown away. Really, really impressed. So don't be afraid. Jersey Girl was a good movie, but you kind of got to be in the mood for that. You know, like a real serious drama. You know. So don't run it on the day, you know, like if you've been drinking that day, you know. You gotta sit down with the girlfriend and watch the movie, okay? You know, bite the bullet. it's girlfriend time, you know. Let's watch Jersey Girl. I was really, really impressed. Will Smith even makes an appearance. He has a scene where he goes to rent porn in a video store. Hilarious.
Is he Will Smith? Does he play himself?
Will Smith plays Will Smith. He doesn't rent the porn. Ben Affleck rents porn. That was two separate scenes. He runs into Will Smith, and he... But you'll see why. Will Smith is actually important to the story. Very important to the story, because that's how he lost his career.
Right.
And he ends up running into Will Smith. And it's a damn good movie. You got to be ready for the tearjerker. You got to be ready for the, you know... you might get... I didn't get choked up, but a lot of people might get choked up.
I got more
choked up on Man on Fire.
I really did. I came by here the other day and I heard this whimpering coming from you. I was like, what the hell is that?
I don't think so. That was your mom.
Yeah.
Just enough already. All right. Did you watch King Arthur?
Yes, I saw King Arthur.
Which I'm dying to watch.
Good movie. Great movie. I like the spin they took on it. It's not your traditional King Arthur pulls a sword out of the stone, you know, Excalibur movie.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is good. It's basically about a Roman garrison based in England.
Hmm.
And they got all these different guys from different countries that the Romans have taken hostage, and they have to... Or not taken hostage, but taken into servitude. And they have to serve so many years before they get their freedom.
What do they call that? An indentured servant.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I learned something from history class.
So they get all these guys, and they're like, man, they're one garrison there in England, and they're under Arthur, who's a Roman, it's not really a high up one, but he's an officer in the Roman army.
Mm-hmm.
And he has these guys all under his command, and they basically say, we'll die for you, you know, because he's that good of a leader.
That's
well,
cool.
Then they come to this point where they're like, okay, you guys earned your freedom, but there's a catch. You have to do one more mission for Rome, a suicide mission. And they're like, no, this is bullshit, you know, we earned our freedom, you know, you need to let us go. But then they end up going on this mission anyway, and it's really good. It's a whole new spin on King Arthur. I mean, if you like King Arthur, go see this one. Then this one's by far the superior.
Huh. That sounds pretty good. I want to watch.
It's good.
I don't know. It seems to me that people who are really into King Arthur and all the stuff,
yeah,
be a little disappointed that he's some dude in Rome and not King of Camelot.
Well, there's more to the story. You know, he wasn't just born there and that was it that ever happened. So it might be interesting to see the rest of the story. Maybe. I'm going to check that out, though. I really wanted to watch that.
Really,
so I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
It's
so
good.
You know, you'll hear me next week. 8 and 8. It's the best movie I've ever seen. You know, I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
I'll give it a... I'll give this 6.
$6 movie?
That's right. Hey, what the hell?
Which one of you cracked one off over... Oh, my God. toxic fumes. Wait, we're not done yet. We're almost out of here.
I'm getting woozy. We better hurry up.
Moody. Well, basically, all I wanted to mention last, we're out of movies, okay? We're out of everything else. What I wanted to mention, though, was...
Not this way.
I'm blowing it your guys' way. Nice one, Wolf. Well, yeah, you dropped it, so... I went on a search. I went on a search for a good space movie because I wanted to watch something that was really like Mission to Mars, Red Planet. No, that's not what I was looking for. Even what's the one with the Event Horizon? I needed a good space movie and I couldn't find one. I think it's due time for a good space movie because I've seen a lot.
It's been a while.
You know, hasn't it?
Star Wars.
No, a good space movie. I tried to watch Solaris. The George Clooney, it was made in 2002. I fell asleep like 20 minutes in. It just didn't seem very interesting. It was filmed very quiet and creepy. It
takes a lot to please you, man.
I know, but you know what I like? I like the high production movies. Oh. It's really weird. Like my games can be like fucking 2-bit graphics and be just fine. Movies, they gotta look fucking great. One of my problems with Star Wars, it looks like ass.
Well, they just redid it.
Yeah, I know, but. That's another argument for another day.
Freaking 1970.
I know, but that's why I don't like any movie older than like probably like 1985. I just don't like them; they suck. I have a real problem.
The 80s look so bad, and the color quality is like.
Well, yeah, but there's some good stuff. Like, when was the Goonies put out?
And the color quality in Goonies is like.
The color quality is not so good, but at least it was still filmed 81. Really well and it looked pretty good. You know,
Godzilla.
81. See. Wait, a new Godzilla movie?
The old one.
Oh, the old one. See, crap like that. Okay. Anyway, I was looking for a space movie, and then I was looking for something like the next Gladiator.
There's one coming out, I think. It's called Alexander.
Yeah?
That might be good.
I hope so.
That's pure history. European history.
I just want to see, like, more swords and crap. That's all.
Yeah, I want to see another Gladiator.
That's what I want to see. That movie messed me up. Yeah, Gladiator was incredible. Right, so I went on a mission this week. As you can see, I rented quite a bit of movies. There's like 3 movies I rented and like half watched and they're not even on this list. I watched a lot of crap this week because I didn't have time to play games. I had like an hour here, an hour and a half there.
Bite your tongue.
You know.
No time to play games.
I know, dude, for 2 weeks.
I don't either.
What day did we play Street Fighter for an hour and a half or 2 hours?
Pretty long, actually.
That was the last time I played a game and I didn't play anything before that either.
Whoa, that's not last week.
Oh, so it's been like 2 weeks.
I gotta kill myself.
That wasn't last Wednesday I saw you, because I wasn't off, was I?
It was last week, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, it's last week.
Was it last week?
I'm coming down here.
Remember I was complaining that whole week that I didn't play?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, but in 2 weeks I've only played like 2 hours of Street Fighter with Wolf, and I whooped his ass.
Well, I did pretty good. So many close fights, though. So many.
Yeah, but...
You whooped my ass a lot better than fighting him.
Yeah, well, him and I...
Yeah, with both, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm a Street Fighter master.
I don't even know what the P's are.
Yeah. How many's gonna play? Johnny!
Yeah.
Did he get bent over? I got beat by a noob.
I got owned by a noob and stuff. All right, well...
This one's worse than my
phone. It sounds like we've run out of steam. And Wolf has got a lot of, like, bodily
gas coming out,
every orifice.
I'm downstairs.
So it's time
to go. Sorry, I'm a party pooper.
You pooped in something, all right. Better check your pants. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, see ya. That was stinky on my butt cheek.
Ew.